HarperCollins presents Zigzag Boy, Madness, Motherhood and Letting Go, written and read by Tanya Frank. For Zach and the Elephant Seals. Insanity, a perfectly rational adjustment to an insane world, R.D. Lang. Author's note. Dear reader, Zigzag Boy is a love story, an urgent tale of a fierce battle a mother wages for her child. I worry about telling such a personal story, one that isn't just my own, but I hope that sharing it will help others to feel less alone, to give those of us who contend with psychosis a collective voice. Families like ours live on the edge in a no man's land. Our voice is often stifled or ignored by bureaucracy and archaic laws. Despite being the closest witness to Zach's suffering, I came to realise that I was often unable to advocate for him, to break through the barriers created by current mental health systems. Psychosis is often thought to be genetic or a symptom of brain chemistry gone awry. Yet, no disease markers show up in brain scans or blood tests. It may well be caused or triggered by the interplay of various factors we are just beginning to understand, from epigenetics to trauma to culture and environment. For many years, I despised Los Angeles, because that was where Zach's psychosis first presented. But now I know that LA didn't cause this experience any more than I did. Psychosis is more complex than this. I hope that the simple idea of being with someone and not doing to them, of asking what has happened and not what is wrong, will resonate and proliferate. I firmly believe in the privilege of supporting each other in this way and will continue to advocate for such a basic philosophy, which will conserve money as well as lives, and help to promote a more compassionate world. Tanya Frank, February 2023. Birthing Season, Winter 2017. I walk out to South Point. It is wild and desolate. The air smells of malted seal fur and guano. I take my binoculars so I can see her more clearly, the first elephant seal mother to haul off. She is lumbering and clumsy as she heaves her body over the dunes and past the willow. Early winter is birthing season at Año Nuevo, the elephant seal sanctuary in Northern California, where I am training to be a docent. My fellow volunteers are eating lunch in the barn. I am alone out here. Walking helps. I make new footprints in the sand, my skin tingling in the salty air. I clench my fists and release them. Out on Cove Beach, the surfers in their black wetsuits carve up the face of a wave. My boy used to surf, raising his limber body onto a shortboard. That was when he trusted the water and its purity. I didn't suspect that anything could get in the way of his dreams. The mother seal dives into the water when the beta males aren't looking. She knows that if she is caught, they will try to mate with her, just in case she hasn't been impregnated by the alpha. It doesn't matter that she is spent and famished. Somehow, she isn't spotted. Her skin shimmers like silver foil as she dips into the surf. She heads out into the deeper, darker water, where she moves more easily and only has herself to think about. She doesn't look back at her pup, who lifts up his head and chest from the beach as he searches for her. This is the first time she has left her baby's side since his birth. She has given him all of herself, even when the tides were wild and threatening, when the huge elephant seal bulls rose around her, roaring and fighting violently for the alpha position, when she was empty from birthing and had lost one third of her body.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?